Exclusive Matt Rosendale, Biden has zero capacity to vet Afghans brought to U.S. by John Binder on September 26, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration has zero capacity to vet tens of thousands of Afghans that it is continuing to bring to the United States for permanent resettlement. Representative Matt Rosendale, R. Mount, exclusively told Breitbart News. As Breitbart News has chronicled, the Biden administration is permanently resettling Afghans in 46 states across the nation, including Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Texas. In total, Biden wants to resettle 95,000 Afghans across the U.S. over the next 12 months. Already, in a 21-day period from August to September, Biden brought more than 48,000 Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement, a population more than half of Missoula, Montana's resident population. Rosendale told SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily the Biden administration has no way to vet Afghans as they arrive in the U.S. because oftentimes they do not have proper identifying documents that would typically be used to vet refugees. Listen. We have zero capacity to vet these folks properly, Rosendale said. The mass media goes out and tries to act like, oh, everyone that we're bringing in now is in CIV, a special immigrant visa, they were a translator, they were working with our soldiers and our troops. That is absolutely a blatant lie. We've got a lot of people that we don't know anything about, Rosendale continued. We're starting to see the crimes take place on the military bases. And again, we go back to the health and safety and security of our nation. We don't know what kind of health issues they're bringing with him. We have zero idea of what kind of security issues they're bringing with them. We don't know anything about these folks. Indeed, the overwhelming majority of Afghans arriving in the U.S. are coming on humanitarian parole. That is, they do not qualify for CIVs, P2 visas, or even refugee status. When Afghans arrive at any one of the 8 U.S. military bases where they are being temporarily housed, they are given a $1,250 stipend. Likewise, the Center for Disease and Prevention, CDC, confirmed last week that Afghans are bringing viruses such as measles, varicella, mumps, tuberculosis, malaria, leishmaniasis, hepatitis A, and coronavirus to the U.S. They have not been vetted, they can't be vetted, Rosendale said. We don't know have information or documentation about these folks. In details revealed last week, two Afghan men were hit with federal charges for sexual and violent crimes they allegedly committed while living on Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. One of the Afghans is accused of strangling and suffocating his wife that he has allegedly abused for years. The other Afghan is accused of molesting 12-year-old and 14-year-old boys and threatening them with violence if they reported the alleged abuse. The fact is, when you bring folks in that believe and live by Sharia law, you can't reconcile that with the United States Constitution, Rosendale said. We have to make sure that anyone who is coming here understands and embraces that. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.